free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, January the 23rd, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a quick look at what's going on with impeachment, but we're not going to get into the pettifogging aspects. That became a trending word. Remember years ago, some pundit somewhere used the word gravitas to describe some candidate that they like. Oh, he's got gravitas. So, you know, gravitas. And everybody started using this word that nobody had ever heard before. Now we've heard pettifogging before, but it's not a common word. But it's everywhere. Everywhere. Now that it was used by Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts to accurately describe the impeachment trial. Pettifogging, getting bogged down in the details. I'm sure these guys are really kind of wanting to get out of there. You've got all these Democrat senators who are running for president. That's a pretty big part of the field. You know, you've got Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, and maybe I'm forgetting somebody else, but they're dropping out so quickly. Cory Booker is a senator, but he doesn't have to worry about that anymore. He's got all the time in the world now to watch this spectacle unfold. But it is a pettifogging spectacle. It's not only the details that are there, but it's also the smoke screens. Pettifogging is a great word because it's not only about, you know, muddying the water with details and getting bogged down in the swampy details of this, but it's also about the fog of all this. And we're going to take a look at a little bit of the Schiff show because we had some interesting things come out from Adam Schiff. His ego was on display, so it's kind of entertaining. But we're not going to get into a C-SPAN-like analysis of this. I'm not going to subject you or me to that. We're going to take a look at what's going on in Davos. We're going to call that the prophets of doom. And when I say prophets of doom, I'm not talking about the people like Michael Moore who say, the world's going to be over in 4 years. You know, some people say 10, and some people say 4. Got to keep moving that up, right? It's going to get more and more desperate. No, we're talking about prophets, P-R-O-F-I-T-S, as in moolah, as in carbon credits, as in central bankers deciding that this is a business plan. I talked about that yesterday. Federal Reserve, Bank of England, the IMF, the European Central Bank, the Bank of Japan, they are all smelling profits here. And of course, these guys who, these private central banks, I'm assuming the other ones are private. I know the Federal Reserve is private. I don't know about how the European Central Bank was structured or how the Bank of Japan is structured and so forth, but I imagine they're all in on this. They have a scheme behind this. It's about money, which ultimately gives them power. Talked about that yesterday, but we'll go in a little bit further into that today as we talk about it. We have some health update information. It's kind of interesting as you look at the prohibitions and the mandates that come out of government all the time about our health care. And we have Grand Rapids, Michigan celebrating the fact that 75 years ago, they were the first government to dump in fluoride into the water. And again, if you think that it is beneficial, I don't even have to debate you on that issue. Because if you think it's beneficial to teeth, why would you, A, swallow it? And why would you swallow the idea that it ought to be dumped into the water where you can't control the dosage? What's the difference between a safe and effective medication and a poison? The difference is dosage. How do you control dosage when you dump it into the water supply? And then on the other side, the insanity of prohibition, you know, this vaping prohibition that President Trump put in his administration, it has now come back on a virtual reality company out of Germany who merely wanted to use the ability to have people in VR experience smell. And now their product, which was successfully fundraised, has now been prohibited.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexipure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, January the 23rd, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today, we're going to take a look at some of the pettifogging details, but we're not going to get bogged down into those details. That is now trending. It's a new the word of the week. You can add that to your vocabulary. Pettifogging, because it's trending on Twitter after it was used very accurately to describe these hearings by the Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts, who unfortunately has been tasked with overseeing this. And you've got all these Democrat senators saying, we're going through withdrawal because they've taken away our phones. It's kind of like these kids. Students had their phones taken away at school, and then they had to be treated for separation anxiety. And so I imagine you're going to have to treat these senators for separation anxiety. Not only are they separated from their phones, but some of them are separated from their presidential campaigns. That might be an impetus to kind of move this thing along and move on to some other topic. We'll be talking about that briefly. We'll also be talking about what's going on in Davos, the money behind the fraud of environmentalism. And we're going to be talking about health prohibitions and mandates. So we'll give you a quick update on Virginia. I suggested, and I've got a poll up on Libertarian, my Twitter account, asking if you think that Virginia now should change their, since the Democrat, newly elected Democrats in the House and the Senate and joining the governor have now decided that after that Second Amendment rally, they don't really care, you know, what people say. They're going to go ahead with these measures. And after you saw them shut down the First Amendment as well, attempt to at least, their contempt for all of our rights. I said, you know, should they change the motto in Virginia from sic semper tyrannis, you know, thus always to tyrants, and it shows a woman with a spear and the tyrant is down on the ground. You know, the people who founded the state of Virginia were very well aware of Roman Greek history, classic history. They knew who tyrannis was. But, you know, today that's kind of an obscure thing, and, you know, they've got tyrants in the state house. Should they change it from sic semper tyrannis to sick, simpering tyrants? Maybe they should. I give you a third choice there if you want to vote on it. Third choice is secede, which is kind of what nullify is. Just say, nah, yeah, sanctuary, city, county movement that is going on there. It's kind of a nullification, process. And we're going to take a look at what's going on in China with the coronavirus, and we're going to compare that to China's forced abortions, their one-child policy, which a few years ago they changed to a two-child policy. We're going to take a look at President Trump and the fact that he's going to be the first president. Tomorrow, I believe, is the March for Life. I think it's the 47th anniversary of the Supreme Court decision saying we will determine when life begins and you can kill babies. And we're going to take a look at a Indiana state legislator's bill to basically nullify the Supreme Court. And that is the approach, folks. That's how you stop the ultimate tyranny. It's not just the tyranny of the Democrats at the state level that you have to oppose at the local level or wherever, or the jury nullification. But it's also, and it's typically, federal tyranny. And within the federal government, the top tyrants are the ones in the Supreme Court. They tell everybody else what to do, right? And they can go down to every detail of your life. Again, it is totalitarianism to say that all power must be centralized in Washington and beyond that into these 9 politically appointed for life judges. They are the supreme rulers of Washington, and Washington is ruling us in every detail of our life. That is totalitarianism. Absolute centralization of power and the management of every detail of your life. And we'll talk about that when we get into health prohibition. I mean, even this vaping thing is now spilled over into a VR headset that they're prohibiting. They wanted to put the sense of smell in a VR headset. I mean, it is crazy. But before we get into China, and that's going to be the first thing I talk about in detail here, I just want to talk about this whole idea of censorship. There's been a lot of information about free speech and censorship and privacy, the illusion of privacy. You know, we've had President Trump demanding that Apple unlock their iPhones. He says they have the keys to so many criminals and criminal minds. And then he says this, I've given them waivers because it's a great company. Really? You let them steal our free speech because it's a great company? You give them a pass because it's a great company? Or you give them a pass because they let you stay on social media? You meet privately with Jack Dorsey and he lets you stay on social media? You go meet with Mark Zuckerberg and he tells you, you're number one on our platform. All right, cool. We'll protect you as you steal the human rights of people everywhere, not just the free press like here at InfoWars, but your free speech on social media. They don't think they need you. They don't need you defending them or retweeting articles that agree with them or whatever. They don't need any of that. They can do it themselves. President Trump can tweet 150 times in a day, and that's it. That's all he needs. He doesn't need you. As a matter of fact, Brad Parscale, his manager of social media and digital aspects of his campaign in the previous campaign, is now his overall campaign manager. And he doesn't need you to help him at all. They've got it all taken care of on social media. As a matter of fact, he doesn't really give a crap about you when it comes to issues like immigration, as I pointed out yesterday. The article on InfoWars, those are voters that we already have, says Brad Parscale about immigration being a top issue. Well, we've already got that. You know, they're going to run on the economy and they're going to run on national security. Does that sound like a typical Republican? Sounds like the Bushes, doesn't it? Sounds like a typical establishment Republican campaign. You know, I agree with 90% of what President Trump says, but I only agree with about 20% of what he actually does. Of course, I agree with 0% of what the Democrats say or do. That's the problem, isn't it? The problem is that we've got two parties that lie and steal to us and ignore the law and the Constitution, and they make sure that you don't have any competition. Now, when it comes to Apple and the fact that they can lock this stuff up, that in and of itself is also a lie and a delusion, because Apple not only did turn over that information in the Pensacola case, I mean, that's pretty ridiculous, the fact that they would make a public show about a murdering terrorist who was dead, killed 3 people in Pensacola. And they would say, well, we have our principles about privacy. No principles about free speech at Apple. Tim Cook orchestrated the banning of me and other people on social media with Zuckerberg and these other people who are now have waivers from the president because they're great companies. But the idea that they would hold that was absolutely absurd. And, of course, they didn't. They didn't. That was all just for show. Quietly, they gave that information to the Justice Department afterwards. And when we're talking about the show, the political show, whether it's coming from Republicans, Democrats, or big tech, Apple dropped plans, as Reuters reports, for encrypting backups after the FBI complained to them. So you think they really care about privacy? I've shown you the PRISM slides from the Snowden document release a long time ago. You know, the first company that jumped into the PRISM program, and again, I believe that was Palantir's PRISM program, You can't prove it from the science, but I believe it was. They are the data miners. They coordinate all this stuff. The big data collectors like Microsoft and Google and Apple and so forth. Microsoft was the first company to join that right away. Apple did not join it until after Steve Jobs died and Tim Cook became CEO. And then they joined as well. And they are colluding with the government behind the scenes while pretending that they are giving you privacy. It is a fraud. You know, this article about the secretive company that might end privacy as we know it. Now they're going to end privacy as you think you have it. You don't have any privacy. It's just a fraud. It's a misdirection. Like most of what the politicians are doing as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalist, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American revolution. Be part of crushing the globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is, that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
You
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Breitbart has an article pointing out that leftists have just discovered that big tech in America already has a Chinese social credit system. This is news to the left. Engadget, left-wing writer Violet Blue notes that big tech companies have developed a system remarkably similar to China. Well, I'm glad that the left has finally figured this out. It was a proven fact over a year ago. We were called conspiracy theorists because we said, look at what China is doing. And you know that we have the capability to do it here. And you know, as I've been saying, because of the connection between DARPA and the intelligence community and the Silicon Valley censors, and I've gone over that many times. I go back and look at some of the older broadcasts or some of the videos that we pulled out on band.video. You can go to band.video and you can click on the picture. We don't have a band.video/David Knight Show thing, but so you have to go find it that way. You have to look for it. But nevertheless, I've talked about this any number of times. I'm not going to talk about the connection that's there. I've talked about that in detail, about how this was the plan. This is why what they were funding with their venture capital firms that they went public with. The CIA had a public venture capital firm when the internet became viable, technologically viable. So we've been talking about this for a long time. We were conspiracy theorists when we said that it was going to happen. We were conspiracy theorists until it actually happened in China. And when we said it was going to happen in America, we were still denounced as conspiracy theorists. As I talked about yesterday, Glenn Greenwald is now facing a prison, and I don't think that he should be facing prison. He called us grotesque and dangerous conspiracy theorists. And yet, we were right. We told you what they were doing before he ever released the Snowden documents. And we were right about this, and now the left is just finding out, oh yeah, we got a social credit system here. Now what the conservatives need to learn is this connection between the military-industrial complex and the intelligence community and DARPA and censorship by these private corporations. And you need to understand that the Republicans, all of the Republicans, Marco Rubio and all these people, including President Trump, are just fine with it. They are just fine with destroying the First Amendment because they can pretend that it's a private corporation that's doing it. And I've been seeing this happening for 30 years. As the Republicans and Democrats set up their little monopoly on elections so that third parties and independents need not apply, because even if you jump through all the extra hoops that they put out there for you that they don't put out there for themselves, you won't be allowed in the debates because they set that up to be run by a private corporation. This is typically a private corporation of journalists who don't report news, who don't want news made, who don't ask any different questions about any different issues at any different election. They always ask the same questions about the same issues at every election. So they don't want that nice, safe, quote-unquote, debate bubble to be burst by some rude people who might drop some truth bombs on them. And so they used this private organization. We're not censoring your free speech. It's a private organization is doing that. The same tactic that they're using with Silicon Valley. As President Trump, talking about the tariff waivers, but, you know, he's giving Apple waivers to steal your human rights, your property. Your human rights are property. If you don't have rights, you are the property, folks. Governments are instituted to protect our God-given rights. That is the American ideal expressed in the Declaration of Independence. And they were very explicit about the freedom of speech. And it is not only something that the government is not supposed to abridge, but they are supposed to protect it. just like they're supposed to stop a corporation if they decided that they would rather have your house and they want to come steal it. They're not supposed to partner with them, except they do that, don't they? With eminent domain. Big corporation comes in, the local government say, yeah, we can find some way to kick these guys off their property for you. You want to build a business here? So we know how that works. We know how that works. And now they're doing that not to your home, but to your speech. And President Trump is fine with that. Look, the First Amendment, they may have a great company, President Trump, but the First Amendment and free speech is a great idea. And you have a duty to protect that from big corporations who wish to steal it. And Brad Parscale is just sitting by doing that and saying, we don't have to deliver on immigration because we've already got those voters. That kind of cynical calculation can cost you the election. And let me tell you, you may say that, well, they've got nowhere else to go. And I agree. Am I going to vote for any of these crazy, radical, communist, Democrat, totalitarians? Of course not. I agree with them 0% of the time. I don't agree with anything they say, and I'm very concerned about anything that they might do. President Trump and the Republicans? Yeah, okay, I agree with these guys 90% of the time. But do they actually do that? Maybe 20% of the time. But I can tell you that there's a large group of people, and I think this polling difference that you saw in 2016 was not because people were afraid to tell pollsters that they supported President Trump. Pollsters are calling people who are likely voters. We had a lot of unlikely voters show up in 2016 because they thought President Trump was different. They didn't think he was the usual run-of-the-mill Republican like the Bushes who would say whatever they wanted to hear. And then all he would do is tax cuts and endless wars. And those people who showed up for President Trump are going to say, nah, he's just another Bush. And they're not going to show up. You know, he's just another Jeb. Just put an exclamation mark behind his name. Trump, exclamation mark, right? That ain't going to do it. Ain't going to do it. A lot of us who are concerned about what the Democrats are going to do will vote for you, whatever you do, President Trump. But there's a lot of people who are going to say, the hell with him. He says one thing, he does whatever he wants when he gets in. I'll tell you one place, when I talk about the 20% that I agree with him on, one thing that he's been totally solid on has been religious liberty and being pro-life. And we're going to see that tomorrow because he's going to be the first president to show up at the March for Life. And I look at that and it's like, that's fine. If all I get is that, that's fine. Because I don't think anybody in Washington is going to be able to stop that juggernaut. We're going to have to cut them off at the local level. It's going to take state nullification. And it's going to take jury nullification, and it's going to take electing people with a backbone at the state and local level to stop federal overreach. And we've got somebody, when we're coming up, we're going to talk about the pro-life movement, because again, the March for Life is tomorrow. President Trump was the first president to address that rally last year via video. He's going to be the first and only president to actually show up in person tomorrow. That's a big deal. It's a big deal when the government isn't allowed to put a gun to your head and take money from you to fund the killing of babies. And so we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about China and what they can tell us, not only about social credit and censorship, but about population control and one-child policy and the coronavirus. Look at how people are freaking out about the coronavirus, but they don't care about abortion epidemics. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste, and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
The InfoWars store is the only place to shop to guarantee your support for the InfoWars crew. While we're in Washington fighting for our rights, it's more important than ever that you're able to support our team in the fight for liberty. So we've discounted some of our returning fan favorite products so you can stock up now. Survival Shield X2, our incredible nascent iodine formula, is finally back in stock and 40% off. After being sold out for weeks, the fan favorite supplement has finally returned. Or you can get the nascent iodine pack with Survival Shield X2 and X3 for 50% off each bottle. Ultimate Fish Oil and Prostaguard are both back after months of waiting as well for 35% off. These products are hard to source at the quality we demand, so we don't know how long they'll last. Make sure you get yours today. If supplements aren't your thing, we have storable food supplies for up to 50% off, as well as water and air filter units for 30% off. There's never going to be a better time to support the InfoWars team. Show Owen, David, Alex, Savannah, and everyone else behind the scenes you stand with them in the fight against tyranny today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. We've got a lot of news about the coronavirus, and it is spreading. We've got now it's 17 people who've died, 600 people who have contracted it, but that's out of a population of 11 million people in one town. But they have now extended the quarantine to four different areas. They're very concerned about the hundreds of millions of people that are typically going to be traveling across China this week for their Chinese New Year. And so now they're putting restrictions on in Beijing and other major cities. I want to talk about this and put this into context with their one child policy, quite frankly. But let's talk about what's actually going on in China with the coronavirus. There's a report from ABC as to the measures that they are taking to quarantine the population. Video clip number four.
So now we are hearing that the government here, the city, is now controlling people going in and out of the city. Then also local tourist groups are being banned from leaving. The government does not want this infection to leave. They don't want it to go to other cities and certainly not to other countries.
Okay, now leaving China, heading out to South Korea. I think we're going to see a lot of screening when we land. That's where all the fear is going to be.
cockpit now and back on the plane, looks like everybody on this plane is wearing a mask. I've not seen anybody without it.
It's probably not a bad idea.
On the plane, we stopped. They actually took this little gun and measured my temperature on the way in. And then they just gave us this little wipes so we can clean off our skin. Clearly, they're cleaning everything, even on the rails. Whatever people's hands are, they clearly want to see it cleaned up.
Yeah, you know, wearing a mask on a plane is probably not a bad idea at any time, not just when there's a concern about a spreading virus. I trace my cough and my wife's cough back to our vacation and being on the plane. I travel, as I said before, I travel in a plane. I have to travel light, and I'm worried about taking liquids and pills and all this kind of stuff through the TSA inspectors and so forth. And so, you know, I leave a lot of it behind that I would normally take on a regular basis. And then I get on these pieces of public transportation where they lock you up for hours and recirculate the air through there. And I usually wind up getting sick, which was the case this year. And it wasn't the coronavirus, but boy, it's been tough to shake. So when we look at this, the death toll now has jumped to 17. There's a lot of alarm because of its similarity to SARS. Remember that back in 2002, 2003? SARS, the severe acute respiratory syndrome, killed nearly 650 people across China and Hong Kong. And so they're trying to get out in front of this and quarantine people. They have now, as of this morning, added a fourth city where they are going to shut down train travel. They have quarantined three cities in the Hubei province where the outbreak originated. The original city, Wuhan, has 11 million people. That is five times larger than London. It's hard to believe how big China is. When we went there to adopt our daughter, and we went to a city, Nanning, and I think it was about the size of New York City in terms of population. I'd never even heard of it. And it's not a big city in China, considered to be a major city. In China. It's absolutely amazing. And it is packed everywhere. The roads are packed. The sidewalks are packed. Walmart was packed. I mean, after going to Walmart and getting stuff for clothes for her and stuff, and we picked her up, and then coming back to America and going to Walmart, it was like a ghost town. I'm thinking, how do they stay in business here in Walmart compared to what they're doing in China? Nevertheless, getting back to this, 11 million people in Wuhan, they quarantined that city. Another city with 500,000 people, they quarantined. And then a third city with 1 million people is being quarantined. And then they are also shutting down transportation in a fourth city. And in Beijing and Macau and Zhejiang, they are canceling their New Year celebrations. In the capital of China, Beijing, the Culture and Tourism Bureau says that all public gatherings, including traditional temple fairs, are off. And this is normally a major consumer spending time, like Christmas here in the West. They say that there are reports of a third patient being identified as far away as St. Petersburg, Russia, while other cities, including Hong Kong, are stocking up on face mask supplies, like you saw the reporter there, the people on that plane. Wuhan, which is, again, five times larger than London, larger than any American city, New York, L.A., whatever. No American city is that large. 11 million people. It's only the seventh largest city in China, but it is the seventh largest city, and they've quarantined that. So it's pretty amazing. They've had 600 cases of the virus have been confirmed. The death toll is at 17. And the World Health Organization is pondering whether to label the outbreak as a global pandemic. And so take a look at the casualty rate so far. They've had 600 identified cases and 17 deaths. That's 2.8%. That's not nearly as lethal, let's say, as Ebola, which we have seen two of the Ebola outbreaks labeled a global pandemic. Not anywhere close. I mean, with Ebola, it's like 60%+ of the people die bleeding out of their every orifice in their face. And when we look at what percentage this is out of the 11 million people in Wuhan, that got it, assuming that the vast majority, let's just say all 600 cases were out of that city of 11 million people. That would be 600 cases out of 11 million. That is 0.0055. In other words, about 5.5 out of every 100,000 people. So it is not that big yet, but they're concerned that it's escalating quickly. And Hong Kong has now confirmed a second case of it. Mexico is now saying, we're going to limit transportation. Not across the border, of course. That will remain open. Our border with Mexico will remain open. We're not that concerned about it, right, that they'll shut the border. Because it doesn't matter how many murders happen with the drug cartels. It doesn't matter if there is a virus outbreak that everybody is panicking over. They're not going to close the border. Nuh-uh. Got to keep that open. There's only been 5 other outbreaks that have gotten the designation of a public health emergency from the World Health Organization. That would be the swine flu in 2009, a polio outbreak in 2014, Ebola in 2014, 2019, and Zika in 2016. All right, so as I pointed out, this is 5.5 people out of every 100,000 that came down with this. How has the two-child policy of China worked out? Or even before that, the one-child policy. Because they went to a two-child policy in 2013. Well, you know, you go back and you look at the number of children that have been killed because of their one-child policy. It's estimated to be about 400 million. 400 million kids. We're not panicking over that, are we? Isn't that interesting? You know, we've got 17 people have died. And that's a tragedy. But 400 million people in China alone have been killed because of the virus that was sold to us by the enviro-fascists. Or you can call them enviro-socialists, I don't care. Either way, the enviro-authoritarians who wanted to do population control. 400 million people in China alone. And after Roe v. Wade, we've had, I don't know what the number is, I've got one of these articles, I think it's like 60 million abortions since Roe v. Wade. What pandemic should we be concerned about? When we come back, we're going to talk about President Trump, who will be the first president to attend the March for Life tomorrow on the anniversary of Roe v. Wade. We'll talk about judicial tyranny, and we'll talk about the path to shutting it down, which an Indiana legislator has now shown the Indiana people how to do it. We don't need the federal government to stop this.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a 4-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're just talking about the coronavirus, and we're going to talk about another pandemic, and that is abortion. Because tomorrow is the March for Life, the 47th anniversary of the Supreme Court telling you that you can kill kids. They cut the baby in thirds. And they said, well, it's fine, you know, first third. And I have to go back and look at this because, you know, when we look at the specious arguments that were put forth, and I even went back to Roe v. Wade as you had some states put forward legislation that essentially was a repeat of what the Texas law was during Roe v. Wade. And so, well, let's go back and look at the Roe v. Wade decision. And we looked at it in detail. And again, the judge who wrote the decision said, well, we have to, you know, we can look at all these various things about medicine and history and culture and so forth. But what we have to look at is what does the Constitution say? And then it goes to this long decision, which doesn't rely on the Constitution whatsoever. Instead, he goes back and he looks at culture. He goes back and looks at what the ancient Greeks thought about when life began, and what a poll of medical professionals thought about when life began, and what European law was on abortion and so forth. All these things other than the Constitution. And then they make an arbitrary decision saying, well, first third of the baby's life. Nobody can prohibit the murder of a child in the first third of their life. But we'll leave it up to the states what they want to do for the next two-thirds of the pregnancy. And I'm reminded of the similarity to the Dred Scott decision. Because, you know, it's all about personhood and whether the baby is human and so forth. You know, the argument there was, well, it's not human, right? And so we can do whatever we want. But that's not the argument anymore. The argument now from the abortionists, because they can't argue that the baby's not a human, and it's becoming increasingly difficult for them to argue that it's not a baby, because you can see it in 4D ultrasound. You can see in detail the baby. You can see it moving around. As a matter of fact, National Geographic did that with other animals. They would show you baby dogs that hadn't been born yet, And you could, they were a dog in every aspect. You could see the hair and so forth. Baby porpoise, a baby elephant and all this. Well, you can see that with baby humans as well. But of course, National Geographic isn't going to show you that picture. But we had pro-life advocates rent Times Square billboard to show you that, to show you the truth about that. But now the argument from the abortionists, is essentially the same as they used for the Dred Scott and the slavery issue. You know, under the census and the Constitution, a black slave only counted as one third of a person. Now they were human, but they weren't fully a person, right? For the purposes of the census, at least. And so you have the, black abortionist doctor, I put that word in air quotes because, you know, doctors are supposed to take as part of their oath, first do no harm. But anyway, he is an abortionist, works out of D.C., and he's black. And he says, look, yeah, of course they're humans. It grows up, it's going to grow into a human. It is a human. It's just not a person. And that's essentially, you know, what the Supreme Court has done. Is essentially a kind of, slavery situation, you know, where you had for the slaves only counted one third of the way towards being a person for the purposes of the census. A baby, only has, you know, one third of its life. It's not a person. Kind of interesting, isn't it? The parallel. And, so we're going to be talking about that. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com because, folks, we really do need your support at this time, and that is what funds this program and everything that we do. I was just talking about the coronavirus, and we have a cleanse and boost pack, which has Myco ZX Plus, helps to cleanse yeast and fungal organisms. We have Winter Sun Plus, which is vitamin D, that really does help to boost your immune system. You know, a flu shot, if you get a flu shot, that's going to suppress your immune system. In some cases, it might give you the flu. As a matter of fact, a good chance it'll give you adverse reactions. The one vaccine that has the most adverse reactions at the vaccine court that are provable is the flu shot. Now, so it's got a lot of adverse reactions. It suppresses your immune system, and it may, in fact, give you the flu. But if you want to boost your immune system, vitamin D is a great way to do it, and we call it Winter Sun Plus because during the winter, a lot of people don't get sunlight exposure that helps your body to produce vitamin D. We also have Lung Cleanse Plus, Pollen Block, which is a great way to clear your sinuses, whether it is pollen or something else that is blocking your sinuses. My wife doesn't have allergies to pollen, but she has a lot of sinus problems. And that nutraceutical, again, just primarily quail eggs. And it is very, very, very effective. The only thing she's ever found that really works. And finally, Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. So all those products together, 50% off to revamp your approach to supporting your mind and body. And that's really the best that any of us can do. We can try to make sure that we keep our immune system in peak fighting shape, as we are exposed to whatever we're going to come across. Just think of it as, wearing a mask. You know, people say, oh yeah, I understand that. Well, you know, the supplements that you take, the nutraceuticals that will help to boost your immune system has the same effect. And you can find that cleanse and boost pack with Myco ZX Plus, Winter Sun Plus, Lung Cleanse, Pollen Block, and Super Silver Immune Gargle, all for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. So we talked about the coronavirus. We have, 17 people have died, 600 people have been infected out of a population of 11 million. 17 people have died, and yet this one-child policy, which was changed in 2013 to a two-child policy in China, has resulted in 400 million abortions, many of them forced abortions. As Zero Hedge points out, it is having massive repercussions for their demographics. China finally abandoned its controversial one-child policy, writes Zero Hedge, in November 2013, but more than 6 years later, millions of Chinese couples are still unwilling to have a second child. That's a huge problem for the Communist Party, whose legitimacy in the eyes of the public depends on its ability to deliver on promises of unbridled growth and prosperity. Do you see the irony here? This is the same thing that is being sold to people by Planned Parenthood. When a young woman comes in who is pregnant, many times what they'll do is tell them, well, you know, this child is going to cost you $200,000, whatever the number is that they've made up, over the, you know, for the first 18 years of their life till they get off on their own. Can you afford that? When you look at it from that standpoint, of course, nobody can afford it. And that's the way they scare people. And so it's that type of attitude where they say, well, I can't afford this. And yet, when your population shrinks and you can't even support your welfare system that they've put in, for the long term, you are undermining your own economic stability. That's the real irony of all of this. But, of course, this was foisted upon them by the globalists. They wanted to use and have always used China as a testbed, as a beta test site for their global policies of enslaving people in cheap factories at slave wages, to do population control, to do dragnet surveillance and biometric surveillance and social credit systems and so forth. They have been the willing testbed because the Chinese elite are allowed to own the companies. And that's another part of it. That fascism, that combination of government and corporations, which is really what we have here in America to a growing extent, the merger of corporations and government. And again, this policy was sold to the people, saying that it was a way to ward off a famine. Except that the famine was caused by Mao's Cultural Revolution. And that was really a failure of central planning and the central planning and the bigotry and the hatred of the middle class that was really behind that. Anybody that was middle class, anybody who had an education, Mao wanted to punish them because he perceived them as a threat. And so he sent them to the farms, and they had a massive failure of central planning. We're going to talk when we come back about the other aspects of this, but we're going to talk even more so about what it looks like here in America and how we stop this pandemic of China turned into a, is it a genocide? Well, it certainly was a gendercide. A lot of women, potential women, young women, girls were killed in that. And so we're going to talk about really the future of our country. And it really is our children. No children, no future.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy relaxation support formula. As the long long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. As we see the panic about the coronavirus, the thing that has caused the death of 400 million Chinese, the one-child policy is not really being discussed. Now it's a two-child policy, and it really hasn't had an effect on the declining birth rate. It is plummeting, and it continues to plummet, even though they went to a two-child policy 6 years ago, almost 7 years ago. The vice president of Shanghai's Women's Federation, a government body, said that birth rates in Shanghai had plunged despite efforts to relax population control. She said the two-child policy has failed to serve its intended purpose. Consistently low birth rate will have a negative impact on Shanghai's social and economic development. And isn't that ironic? Considering the fact that Planned Parenthood always sells their abortions to people, that this will make you richer. You know, we just had Alyssa Milano say, it was some other actress who took her golden idol and held it up and said, I owe this. I can't remember the actress's name, but she said, I owe this to my being able to have abortions. That made me prosperous. It made me free. And I talked about that and the parallels to the child sacrifices of ancient cultures that they thought would bring them prosperity, and people buy that line from Planned Parenthood. Now, the Chinese government just told people, abort your child or we will make you poor. We will hit you with massive fines that are equal to your annual salary or even more than that. And in some of them, in some jurisdictions, they just drug the women out and aborted the child. And so they're now that they're relaxing this, why isn't it coming back? Well, see, a funny thing has happened in China. You know, they're not wealthy by American standards, but they have seen their standard of living really grow very, very quickly. And they have grabbed that golden idol of consumerism, of careerism, and putting their purchases as consumers and their career ahead of the joys and the rewards and ultimately the financial reward of having children in a country. On the consumerism side, they quote one woman, Josephine Pan out of Shanghai. She is a data analyst. She says it cost a fortune to raise a child. And she said after giving birth, she had to give up her decade-long hobby of buying designer handbags. She said, I couldn't afford to have a second one. She wants to have more handbags. Not more babies. That's a country that is going to hell for a handbag, quite frankly. Sell your inheritance for a bowl of porridge or for a handbag? Seriously? These designer handbags, by the way, that she's buying in Shanghai, they're probably knockoffs. They're probably, cheap imitations of a brand name. That's what she's selling her joy in the future for. It's absolutely amazing. She couldn't afford to have another kid. Another woman says Lucy Zhang, a Beijing-based newspaper editor, got a five-year-old daughter. I don't want to risk my career to have a second child. I've worked so hard where I am now. See, the career is more important. A lot of people look at this and say, I just can't afford to do this. I got to say, you know, when we looked at adopting our daughter, we were going through a tough time. We'd just been robbed by a bankruptcy procedure as a creditor. We sold our business, and we were in for some very difficult times. But the opportunity presented itself, and even though Dave Ramsey said, if you can't afford it, you shouldn't adopt a kid, and blah, blah, blah. You know, we stepped out in faith. We had friends and family and church members who helped us financially in that. God provided for that. You know, you put widows and orphans and family first. You will not be disappointed. All I can say is that you can get bad advice from any quarter, but you know what you should be doing, and I have no regrets. We'll be right back.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. After decades of forced abortions and mandatory one-child policy, the Chinese government said, you know, our demographics are shrinking here. Let's loosen this up a little bit. Let's let people have two kids. And then I just read to you in the last segment, you have consumerism. One lady said, yeah, my hobby is buying designer handbags. I can't afford to do that if I have another kid. Another woman says, I can't afford to raise another kid. I've got a career. I want this career instead of children and a family. And then you have this statistic in Shanghai. Only 6.7% of women in Shanghai who are of childbearing age and also own a local residence gave birth to a second child in 2018. In other words, they'd rather have, own their home and have that kind of consumerism. See, as everybody is worried about the coronavirus from China spreading to the rest of the world, what we have here in the West, affluenza, the disease of affluence, the idol worship of these golden idols of consumerism and career and home and all this other kind of stuff. That disease of affluenza has now spread to China. And that has killed more people than any virus has ever killed. That's the sad thing about it. And, you know, it's looking to, quite frankly, have a big impact on the nation, China, as well. They've been committing demographic suicide. Even though you have some government organizations in Shanghai, which is, you know, kind of off to the side and a little bit independent, the main Chinese government, they are putting the kibosh on people openly talking about demographics. And actually, the Chinese National Bureau of Statistics just gave out a statistic that they had 14.5 million babies born in China last year, that their population is going to grow and reach 1.4 billion by the end of 2019. Nobody believes them. Nobody believes them. The Communist Party is inflating the numbers. And, they've been told for a long time that restricting the number of people was their way out of poverty. It was going to keep them from starving. And yet, what was causing them to starve were the totalitarian policies, the bigotry, and the hatred of the middle class expressed in Mao's Cultural Revolution. And then they embraced globalist population control decades ago, as it was all the rage with the environmentalists that fortunately we did not listen to in America. But the same people are still screaming that we must, because the planet is burning down, right? And we're going to talk about these prophets of doom, P-R-O-F-I-T-S. We'll talk about these prophets of doom at Davos coming up, but they are putting out the narrative that we've got to kill our kids. Got too many kids. At the same time, they say, you got to open up the borders because you don't have enough kids and your demographics are collapsing, right? So China's population is now aging more rapidly than any other population in history. And you know what? Besides getting older, you also have this demographic potential explosion of the fact that they have a major, major shortage of women. All of these, you know, these selective abortions that they were doing, some of them were being forced by the government. But in most cases, the people in China made the calculation because they looked to children to provide their future. And that's true, folks. You know, that's true whether you have a free society or whether you have a socialist society. If you have a socialist society, your social security is a Ponzi scheme. You're going to need to have an ever-increasing base of younger people to pay for your retirement. You know, they picked the retirement age when they did it in Germany first. Bismarck said 65 because that was the life expectancy. It's always been a Ponzi scheme. They never expected to pay any money out. But it was always a Ponzi scheme in the sense that there wasn't money being set aside by you for you. It was always you living off of the current workers and people who are younger than you. And so you have to have an ever-increasing base of people. And if that starts to decrease, then you're not going to have anybody to take care of you. So when you look at a socialist society, your children are your future. If you have a free society, people have always understood that their children were the security of their future. In their old age, their children would provide for them. So in China, they still had the idea that even though it was a communist China, communist country, and even though, you know, the government was going to provide them with everything, you know, the people really didn't believe that. They really believed that their security was going to come from their children. And so if they could only have one, they wanted to have a male because they thought a male could make more money and could do a better job of providing for them. And so they would have selective abortions of young girls. So you wind up with a imbalance in this coming generation of like 30% more males than women. And when we were there, I told my sons, I said, this is a prescription for war. I can see China invading these other countries just to pacify this restless male population as they come of age. But another thing happened with all that. They call these males that are the single child, they call them little emperors because the parents have all, they don't have a large family like they used to. They have one child and they want to make sure that child likes him. Them. Okay. So they do everything they can for him and they cater to him. They pander to him. They worship him. And these males in many cases are the most rotten, spoiled brats you have ever seen in your life. We were on a plane to China for the adoption and we saw one of the worst examples of a little emperor I have ever seen in my life. Just throwing this temper tantrum and his mother could not control him and he was older and he was, not kicking and screaming because he wanted food or anything. No, this kid was like 10 years old and just demanded, do this, do that. And I spoke English and she was just cowed down and, oh, please stop, please stop. Oh, I have never seen anything like that. Corporal punishment was called for, but it was not forthcoming. You know, only 42 million people starved to death in Mao's Cultural Revolution. 400 million human beings were destroyed with their one-child policy, 10 times another number. We have a total fertility rate. You know, when you look at that and you say, you know, what is, how many on average, you know, how many children does a woman have? You know, you look at a total fertility rate of 2.1. That's slightly over 2. That means that your population base is going to be stable, right? So you look at the number of births and you divide, you know, per women. If you get down to 1... you're committing demographic suicide because that means that every generation, your population is going to be half of what it is now. And it's not just China. Like I said, they have caught the virus of affluenza. In Italy, they used to be famous. Even in the West, they're very famous for giant families. And now Italy has the lowest population rate of anybody in Europe is hanging right around 1. But it is in China as well. In 2000, their national census showed that their fertility rate, in other words, how many children per woman, was 1.22. In the 2010 national census, it dropped to 1.8. And now in 2015, it dropped to 1.8. 0.05. It continues to drop. It is the second lowest fertility rate in the world. Only Singapore has a lower fertility rate. And so it's going to result in a Chinese population crash. Which brings us back to America and the March for Life. President Trump, to his credit, has been solid on not only religious liberty, but also on issues of pro-life. And I applaud him for that. I'm not going to try to put lipstick on a pig when it comes to immigration or when it comes to foreign wars. I'm not going to claim that he's doing the right thing or when it comes to free speech. But when it comes to religious liberty and when it comes to life, he is doing the right thing. And we look at these other issues, of course, the Democrats are going to be as bad or worse than President Trump. And you don't really have a choice there. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on in America. We talked about what's going on in China, how they've caught the virus of influenza. We're going to talk about what's going on in America and how do we stop judicial supremacy and judicial tyranny that has resulted in the death of tens of millions of American babies. We'll be right back.
We have been fighting so hard in the last 2 weeks that I've not even had time to cut new audio ads for this huge syndicated radio audience. And I apologize to radio listeners. I apologize for the fact I'm cutting this on a phone as I drive down the road. But this is a war and we're getting it done any way we can. But we had huge sales in the new year. Around Christmas into the new year. But we sold the products at such low prices that it didn't bring in a lot of actual capital to fund our operations. And I'm expending massive amounts of money to put more than 15 people in Virginia, more than 10 people in D.C., all next week for the trial of Trump. It's so critical we're there to confront the globalists and put out the counter-narrative of the truth to what they're doing. This is a real fight. So please step to the plate and take care of yourself and your family and get great products while you do it at InfoWarsStore.com. These are products you need, like the Ultimate Fish Oil, and it funds the operation. Please take action. InfoWarsStore.com.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product. And we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste. And it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's 4-5 colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above-sea coral calcium that also cleans but also mineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can.
from the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, you know, it sounds like something out of Macbeth when we look at some of these Chinese menus. They're now suspecting that bat soup may be playing a part in the coronavirus. Absolutely amazing to look at these pictures of bats, large fruit bats, put into a bowl of soup. People in Wuhan are eating that, and, you know, it was our experience when we were in China. The Chinese people would, the things that were on the menus at the restaurants were just unbelievable. It was like they would eat anything that moves, and a lot of things that don't move, have been dead for a while. But it was quite a joke. I mean, look at these pictures of this, this bat. I mean, this large fruit bat. Would you eat that? You know, it was a source of many jokes, within my family. We still laugh about it to this day. And the, source of many hungry evenings. we couldn't find something like a McDonald's to eat at. Normally over here, I don't eat at McDonald's, but over there it's like, well, lesser of evils, right? And even going back to Shakespeare, I mean, it's kind of like fire burn and cauldron bubble. Fillet of finny snake in the cauldron boil and bake. Eye of newt, toe of frog, wool of bat, tongue of dog. Yes, this is a recipe for coronavirus, for SARS, for any other thing that you can imagine. Lizard's leg, howlet's wing for a charm, powerful trouble like a hell broth boil and bubble. Yeah, that's kind of a witch's brew if you go to the menus there. As a matter of fact, they would eat all kinds of stuff like seahorse soup and fish lips. Fish lips. I mean, how many fish lips does it take to have a meal? Because it depends on the size of the fish. And then I said, we need to make put this together into the lyrics of something like the 12 Days of Christmas, you know, and we could end up with an actual, instead of a partridge in a pear tree, you know, the last line could be an actual item that they have, a partridge in some congee, and some partridge in some congee, you know, a side of bat. But anyway, above that, I think what these people have really caught from us, as I pointed out, is they've caught affluenza. From America. They no longer want to even have families now. They've killed the desire to have families. Not because they're making a lot of money, but because they've seen their lifestyle and their wealth has gone up so rapidly. I mean, in terms of absolute money, they still don't have a lot of money compared to Americans, but they have, their standard of living has changed so rapidly that they have become addicted to the desire for money, and they no longer value families. But do we here in the West? You know, that is our Western disease, isn't it? And that's the way that Planned Parenthood sells abortions to people. For the first time in history, tomorrow, a U.S. president will attend in person and speak at the annual March for Life in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. Now, just think about that. Nixon didn't do it. Ford didn't do it. Reagan, who talked a lot about pro-life, and he had a lot of people supported Ronald Reagan. He was going to fix this by appointing judges, right? Wrong. You're not going to fix what's wrong with America by electing the right president who will then turn around and appoint federal judges, because we saw how Reagan's Supreme Court justices turned out. You can always count on the Democrats when they put people in the Supreme Court to put in people like Darth Vader Ginsburg. But for the Republicans, you never know whether you're going to get a Scalia or whether you're going to get a Souter, right? Or a Sandra Day O'Connor, playing the, identity politics card. But yeah, no, not Reagan, not Nixon, not Ford, none of the Bushes, right? ever attended this? President Trump will. As a matter of fact, it was the first time that a president had even spoken to the March for Life last year when he, Vice President Pence, I think, went in person and President Trump addressed the audience via video. He's going to attend personally tomorrow. And, of course, none of the Democrats, not Carter, not Clinton, not Obama, they don't support life at all. And so as they were talking about President Trump's record here, as I said, from the appointment of pro-life judges, again, you know, it's a situation where we can hope that, and, you know, we've got a record of probably about 40% of these judges that Republicans appoint turn into rabid liberals because they have to be career bureaucrats to even be considered as a Supreme Court justice. So it's pretty hard to keep these guys as originalists, as constitutionalists. They can say, well, you know, I don't, yeah, the Constitution says that, but we have a living document, right? But anyway, so the appointment of pro-life judges, cutting taxpayer funding for abortions here and abroad. Now that's for real. That's a big deal. That is something that the president can and should do. We should, you know, the Ninth and Tenth Amendment should be applied and you shouldn't be, the government should not be funding that kind of stuff. They don't have any authority to do that, but that's, they don't have constitutional authority for virtually anything they do. And then calling for an end to late term abortions. He can call for that, but he can't really do that as president. It's really up to us. I'm going to talk about how we do that at the local level. The theme of this year's March for Life is life empowers. Pro-life is pro-woman. And again, as President Trump has reinstated and expanded the ban on foreign aid to abortion-involved groups, including International Planned Parenthood, he has banned groups that commit or refer abortions from Title X family planning funds. President Trump has overturned Obama-era regulations that barred states from defunding Planned Parenthood, and he has issued rules protecting Americans from being forced to subsidize abortion and government-mandated health insurance plans. And see, that's good, but it would have been better if President Trump had stopped government-mandated health insurance plans altogether, because that in and of itself is unconstitutional and a violation of our freedoms. To keep the government-mandated insurance plans and then to say, well, now, but you can't force people to put abortion, to pay for abortion as part of their government-mandated insurance plans, that is, again, cutting the baby in half and not addressing the fundamental root cause, the fundamental issue. But still, it's preferable to forcing us to pay for this. Now, as we look at Texas, for example, the Trump administration has said that Texas can fund women's health without funding abortion businesses. And that's true, because those two things are not inextricably tied together, as Planned Parenthood wants to pretend. You had a spokesman, president of the Susan B. Anthony list, talking about President Trump's program, reversing the Obama administration decision to deny a waiver. See, we don't have to get permission from the federal government to not give money to abortion businesses. It's what I was talking about with this whole impeachment process. I actually put up a tweet. I said, you understand, here is what this whole impeachment thing is boiled down to 2 minutes. Understand that foreign aid is an entitlement to other governments, right? And people look at that and it's like, they don't understand it's a satire. They started attacking me for this. I actually put up the video where I talked about it yesterday. It's like, well, you know, I don't have time to explain this to you. If you don't want to watch the video, if you don't want to actually look at what I'm saying here and you don't understand satire. But that's what they're saying. Entitlement, even to a corrupt foreign government, foreign aid, is an entitlement, and you cannot not give money.
The InfoWars store is the only place to shop to guarantee your support for the InfoWars crew. While we're in Washington fighting for our rights, it's more important than ever that you're able to support our team in the fight for liberty. So we've discounted some of our returning fan favorite products so you can stock up now. Survival Shield X2, our incredible nascent iodine formula, is finally back in stock and 40% off. After being sold out for weeks, the fan favorite supplement has finally returned. Or you can get the nascent iodine pack with Survival Shield X2 and X3 for 50%
5% off each bottle. Ultimate Fish Oil and Prostagard are both back after months of waiting as well for 35% off. These products are hard to source at the quality we demand, so we don't know how long they'll last. Make sure you get yours today. If supplements aren't your thing, we have storable food supplies for up to 50% off, as well as water and air filter units for 30% off. There's never going to be a better time to support the InfoWars team. Show Owen, David, Alex, Savannah, and everyone else behind the scenes you stand with them in the fight against tyranny today.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexipure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexipure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexipure Pro.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate, but everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2, the products in InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I'm still looking at this article that Travis brought in about bat soup. Coronavirus may be spreading by the bat soup. He said it could host the coronavirus. Regardless of whether that's the case, I mean, do you want a side of rabies with your bat soup here? I said the menus in China can be bat soup crazy. It is like the witch's brew from Macbeth. Absolutely incredible what they're doing. But the real disease that has killed far more people, as I said, you know, out of a city of 11 million people, about 5 out of every 100,000 have come down with the coronavirus. And they've now quarantined, and that's actually more than that. That one city of 11 million was the first city. They've now quarantined a couple more cities with populations of a million. So there's Now, three cities that have a quarantine on them as of this morning, they were adding more, and restricting transportation in a fourth city, Beijing and Macau and other large areas have now shut down travel on the busy Chinese New Year weekend. Also, not just a busy weekend for celebration, but also a key part of their economy. It's like their Christmas time economy. So it is a big deal in China. They're trying to get out ahead of this and more quickly than they did with the SARS outbreak. And yet, what has really killed 400 million Chinese people has been the disease of government tyranny, now combined with affluenza. They, even though they loosened up the restrictions on the one-child policy to two children, the Chinese people were saying, yeah, well, I want the money or I want a career or whatever. I don't really value family. I want that golden calf. And if I need companionship, you know, I can always get a pet or something. That's why I talk about adoption. That's why I talk about family. You just can't understand it unless you've experienced it. And I just don't know how to sell it to people for your own good when the media and Hollywood and money and career are all lying to you about family. It's just so sad to see this happen. And all of this, but we're going to talk about the tyranny, the government tyranny, because it was the forced government tyranny. You know, now here what they do is they prohibit you from stopping people from being deceived, stopping people from murdering their children based on a Planned Parenthood lie, telling you that it's about prosperity when it's really about Planned Parenthood's prosperity. And then demanding, as Obama did, demanding that you cannot not give money to places that provide abortions. Like I said, you know, we now have turned everything upside down. You know, the same people, Democrats and others who say that we cannot use military money to defend our own border have no problem for any president, Republican or Democrat, building as many bases and airfields and other countries and demanding that they defend other borders. And the president doesn't have to get any permission for that. Never has had. Now they're starting to complain about it simply because it's Trump. But they've never complained about that with the Bushes or with the Obamas or the Carter and Clinton, anybody like that, right? But now they're complaining about it because it's President Trump. But their presumption has been the president can spend any military money any way that he wants without any oversight, without any declaration of war. But you can't do it to protect the American border and the American people. And if the Pentagon wants to send money to Ukraine or the Congress wants to send money to Ukraine, well, the president doesn't have any say in that either. Under their purview, the president doesn't have any say over foreign policy. And even if we have indications of corruption involving American officials in Ukraine, the president, as chief law enforcement officer of the United States, is not allowed to investigate that because it's Democrats, and Democrats can't be investigated. They can't commit crimes. Only Republicans can commit crimes. And only people like President Trump and those around him can be punished for any crimes that are committed. And, you know, foreign aid has now become an entitlement program, just like abortion. You can't stop the funding. It's a crime to stop the funding of that. And the Obama administration was going to punish Texas for doing that by withholding money from Texas, because that's the way they move this agenda. And be very careful about that, homeschoolers, when you ask for money from the government, because they will always use that to try to attach strings and control to what you do. And that's the way the federal government has overridden the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. You know, they make these mandates and say, oh, you know, I'm not going to do anything other than withhold money from you. And I have an endless supply of money because all we just print all the paper that we want. We don't have to have it backed up by anything. We're backed up by the Saudis. And the Federal Reserve will print all the money that we can imagine. And it is imaginary money. And we will send that to you if you do everything that we tell you to do. And so now President Trump is saying, if you do not want to, if you do not want to, if you want to withhold money from places that perform abortion and only give it to health care centers that do not provide abortion, you're going to be allowed to do that. Texas Governor Greg Abbott thanked Trump in a statement. I'm grateful to President Trump and his administration for approving this waiver and his commitment to protecting the unborn while providing much needed health resources to Texas women. Well, that's fine, and I'm glad that President Trump isn't going to go to war with Texas over this. But again, we need to have the backbone to say we're going to do the right thing, and we're not going to be bribed by federal money to do the wrong thing, which in 2011, the Texas legislature enacted legislation to end state family planning for abortion businesses, including Planned Parenthood. It became effective in 2013. The Obama administration then withdrew funding for Texas medical Medicaid family planning program funded by a similar waiver. While the administration could have approved the funding with the Texas policy favoring childbirth over abortion, they didn't, and instead they withdrew federal support. Now, at the time, Governor Rick Perry pledged to fully fund the program using state dollars. That is exactly the way it should have been done. Fund it yourself. Don't allow the government to bribe you to do the wrong thing. As a matter of fact, Planned Parenthood knows that President Trump has been good on pro-life issues. They have launched a $45 million campaign to defeat President Trump. And some people are pointing out, well, if Planned Parenthood has $45 million to spend on TV ads, why do they need money from taxpayers? Good question. That is exactly the question that we should be asking. But here is the solution, folks. Coming out of Indiana, we have a legislator in Indiana who has said that is not going to allow, he's actually rewritten the statutes so that he's redefined it. Instead of using the term a fetus, he has redefined it as an unborn human and various other ways that he has defined this to say that the federal government cannot intrude in stopping this. The representative's name is Kurt Nisley, and he replaces the usage of the word fetus with unborn child. He corrects a previous legal definition of human being as an individual who has been born, and he changes that that definition of human being to not make it conditional on birth, declares that any federal action, ruling, or mandate that violates the right to life is, quote, null, void, and unenforceable in Indiana. In other words, nullification. Null, void, and unenforceable. The courts of the U.S. have no jurisdiction to interfere with Indiana's interest in protecting human physical life from the moment that human physical life begins. And I'll tell you more about that bill when we come back. That is the path to stopping judicial tyranny, not only on abortion, but on everything else. The Second Amendment, the First Amendment, you name it. We'll be right back.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60 plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best,
what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
This is a call for modern-day Paul Revere's, who are all Americans, who are all human beings who bleed red blood, love God, and love justice, and who have awakened to the New World Order threat. You are the modern Paul Revere's, and without you, no one knows about Band.video and our live coverage of the attempt to remove the president in the Senate trial and the deep state trying to trigger a civil emergency in Virginia. We've got our teams on the ground. We'll be covering all of it. But the only way we're able to put the truth out is you magnifying it by sharing the links from band.video and newswars.com/show. Newswars.com/show and band.video. We have a whole live Trump trial and Virginia coverage page. And as the latest live feeds go up or as the latest reports go up, they're posted right there at band.video. So click that link and share it. It's a revolutionary act and it's powerful.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back as we're talking about the coronavirus. Now, the suspicious bat soup that is there. I wonder, as some people are pointing out, if the real issue is maybe the Chinese lab there in the city of Wuhan, which going back 2 years ago, inside the Chinese lab, poised to study the world's most dangerous pathogens. Isn't it funny how these things always kind of originate around these biosafety labs, right? You know, we got Lyme disease coming out of Plum Island, and we got around Tuskegee University. Tulane. You had the National Primate Lab, and they brought in this very rare, very dangerous disease that only existed in two small places in the world. They brought it in to study it and to weaponize it. You know, the CDC does that for us. The Center for Disease Disbursement. I'm sorry, Disease Control. That's right. The Center to Use Diseases to Control the Population. Let's see, what else are they? But they brought in that disease. It was Burkholderia pseudomallei. And it reproduces in the soil. And they brought it in, they were studying it in a biosafety lab, the highest level. And all of a sudden they realized, wait a minute, it's in the wild. We've got these primates that are outside of the lab roaming around on, you know, 500 acres here. And we discovered it, there. And we don't know how it got out of the lab. And it was a bit of a surprise. As a matter of fact, we had a reporter at USA Today who really broke, did a great job of reporting and broke all that information about how dangerous the biosafety labs here in America are. You know, the CDC, these guys at the CDC, they wear military uniforms, right? Because they're setting up weapons. And they bring in these rare diseases. They make them more dangerous and more easily spread. They call them select agents. It's bio warfare, right? Biological warfare. And so as that, you know, she did a report about all the different mistakes that they made, you know, all... It subsequently came out how they had shipped live anthrax through UPS or FedEx or whatever to the mail to various places, you know, that type of thing. all the different accidents that they'd had, the screw-ups in terms of construction at these bio-level, biosafety labs and so forth, and just how many of them there are and how many of them are located in neighborhoods and places like that, close to population centers. They don't try to put them out remotely, you know, so China takes it and puts it in their seventh most populated city of 11 million people. Hazard suits hang at the National Biosafety Laboratory in Wuhan, source of the coronavirus, the first lab on the Chinese mainland equipped for the highest level of biocontainment. And lo and behold, that's where we see the coronavirus coming out. What a surprise. What a surprise. All right. Let's get back to abortion because, again, that is a very fatal disease that's been spreading like wildfire through our culture. As LifeSite News points out, the abortion debate is now boiling down to one thing, whether it's okay to kill babies. In America, you can legally be killed. Your murder can be celebrated, politicized, maybe even funded by taxpayers, as long as you are smaller and younger and less developed. It also applies, by the way, if you are frail and older, as we saw with Terry Schiavo, right? All these Christians who supported the Bush family, well, that's great. We got a Christian in the White House. It's like, yeah, really? You got a Governor Jeb Bush and a President George W. Bush who could have stopped the starvation and the death by dehydration of Terry Schiavo when her parents wanted to take care of her, said she was responsive. And you can see videos of that. We had Christians being arrested because they wanted to give her a cup of water. And I thought, what is going on with these Bushes? I mean, you know, you've had... Eisenhower sent in the National Guard to integrate schools. You won't use the National Guard or any powers that you have as governor or as president to stop a probate judge from executing a woman who is frail but who has family who wants to take care of her. That tells you everything you need to know about the Bushes. That tells you how they can condone torture, how they can condone war based on lies and everything else that they did. And if you look at that, it isn't a big leap of faith to imagine that they could be in on 9/11, is it? And if you go back and you look at the history of the Bush family, take a look at the very first. I want all you Republicans out there to go back and look at the very first fundraising letter from Planned Parenthood. Margaret Sanger was the one who wrote the fundraising appeal. And the man who had his name on there as treasurer was Prescott Bush, patriarch of the Klan. And when you look at Jeb Bush removing state funding from abortion, at the same time he did, he removed a small amount of money that was being contributed by the state of Florida, which is good. His family was contributing far more than that through foundations to Planned Parenthood. And then you understand where these people are coming from. So, yeah, it's fair game for an abortionist to tear a baby apart using forceps or to use a suction vacuum or a heart attack injection. Or maybe, you know, even the kind of northern comfort care. You know, we just set the baby over there. He survived that abortion, so we just set him over here on the side and let him expire. There's that letter with Prescott Bush right up there. Yeah, that's the Bush family. They are not pro-life. And it has resulted in the murder of 60 million kids. As I tweeted out earlier this morning, the idea of judicial supremacy creates judicial tyranny. And that is a lie that has been sold to us and told to us by the lawyers and the legal system. A self-serving lie. This article that I talked about before the break, Indiana bill, by a Indiana state representative I'd love to have on this program, Kurt Nisley. Thank you, sir, for replacing the word fetus in state law with an unborn child. And redefining a human being and telling the federal government that it is unlawful for any official, agent, or employee of the U.S. government or an employee of a private entity providing services to the United States government to enforce any act, law, treaty, order, rule, or regulation of the United States government that interferes with Indiana's interest in protecting human physical life from the moment that human physical life begins. And it will be anything, any ruling from a judge, any federal action, any federal mandate that violates the right to life is, quote, null, void, and unenforceable. Look, folks, nullification is the answer. We've already seen it with medical marijuana. All across this country, two-thirds of the states now have medical marijuana that is in defiance of the war on drugs, which is a UN agenda. Marijuana is classified as a Schedule I drug. And, of course, it was the UN that gave us those schedules before Nixon declared a war on drugs 10 years afterwards. But it is a Schedule I drug, which says that it has no medical use. And it is the most tightly controlled substance that you have out there, the Schedule I drugs. But two-thirds of the states have said that you're going to allow a Schedule I drug because it's medically useful. And some of them said you can have it for recreational use. And guess what? Because of the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, even a reefer madness attorney general like Jeff Sessions would not do anything about it. Why wouldn't he? Well, because he didn't want to expose the idea of state nullification and to tell people the power that they have under the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, because that's what these states would have done. And we need to defend our other freedoms that way as well. Folks, before we go to break, I just want to tell you about some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's the way you defend your freedom of speech and the free press. We have been the tip of the spear in taking the backstabbing censorship of Silicon Valley and the military-industrial complex that runs them, pretending that it is their private decision. Even if it were, it's not enough. But we have been the ones to stand up against this. We really do need your support. Right now, we have up to 50% off of InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They'll last up to 25 years. Best packaging going to find anywhere. Up to 50% off. Also, we have the Alexa Pure Water and Air Filters. The Alexa Pure Breeze is amazing. And so is the Gravity Feed Water Filter. 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
There's a lot of phony garbage out there in the world. A lot of people that never deliver. Well, I'm here to tell you, InfoWars has delivered in royal flush, in a handful of Ace of Spades, because of God, because of the audience of activists, and because of the great team at InfoWars. And we are all a team, ladies and gentlemen. So right now, humanity's awakening. It's explosive. It's powerful. It's incredible. But there's major obstacles coming down the road, and the only way we can effectively fight the NWO and stay in the game like InfoWars is the tip of the spear is your financial support. We make it really easy at InfoWarsStore.com. But I am blowing through our backup money right now with our reporters doing triple the work they ever have because they volunteered to do it. And Owen and the rest of the crew will fight 18 hours a day, 7 days a week during this election year that's so critical, but they need the financing to put them in the field. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and fight for your own future.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty. It's your move. You're listening to the David Knight Show.
That's right, folks. Liberty, it's your move. You're not going to be given it by anybody in power. Liberty is never given. It is only taken. And hats off to Indiana Republican State Representative Kurt Nisely, who has put forward a bill to nullify any federal interference in protecting human life. And just understand that this is going to apply any society that will kill children, will kill old people too. It's going to get you the back end of life as well. It's not just going to be a demographic meltdown so that you're not going to have your Social Security welfare. I mean, that could melt down anyway. But it's going to be a situation where if life is not respected, it will be taken. And they will use any kind of pretense to do that. Planned Parenthood reacted to Representative Nisely's bill by saying, it's clear Representative Nisely is emboldened by the Trump administration in the spate of anti-abortion attacks across the country and will stop at nothing to strip Hoosiers of their rights and freedoms. Yeah, really? You want to talk about that? You want to talk about rights and freedoms? You want to talk about how you're pro-choice in the Democrat Party? Are you kidding me? The only thing that they're pro-choice about is killing babies. I mean, the Democrat tyrants in Virginia, at the same time they've unleashed a slate of firearms bill, take away our freedoms and our rights in that area, they have also unleashed, as I've talked about, two very draconian mandatory vaccination bills in Virginia. See, liberty is the issue that should unite us. And I'm telling all of you people in Virginia who showed up rightfully to protect your Second Amendment, you need to broaden this base out. And you need to tell other people on other freedom issues. I'd like to see the gun owners making an alliance with the people who want to legalize pot. Not because you want to have pot and not because the pot owners want to have guns, but because all of you want to have liberty and you want to stop the totalitarian centralization of power and the micromanagement and mandates and prohibitions that are affecting every detail of our life. We have to get back to the principles that made America free and great. And we need to understand that this is a bigger issue than whether you like pot or whether you like a AR-15. It's about the prohibition. And then let people make decisions about how to use things responsibly. And make this about all these different issues. They're all issues about liberty. And the real issue about liberty is about life. You know, Jefferson said the God that gave us life gave us liberty at the same time. And the hand of force can destroy them, but cannot disjoin them, cannot separate them. You can't separate life from liberty. And life is the foundation for liberty. Quite frankly, both of those are a gift from God. And if you throw God out of your school, out of your family, out of your life, you won't have liberty or life. Hoosiers for Life, again, this is Indiana, delivered 40,000 signatures in support of this bill, but they accused a Republican state representative, Ben Schmaltz, of attempting to bury it That's really his name, in the House Public Policy Committee. Schmaltz knows that he has to say that he's pro-life to win a seat in the state house. But once he's safely in office, he downright opposes ending abortion in our state. And this, folks, is the way the Bushes and most Republicans have been running for a long time. They don't want to end abortion. It is a wedge issue to get elected, and they want to keep it going. And so hats off to Representative Nisley in Indiana to shut down that judicial tyranny. Now, when we come back, before we get to Davos and the prophets of doom, and we also have updates on the Schiff show that is happening here. We're also going to talk about the Supreme Court. We'll be right back.
The InfoWars store is the only place to shop to guarantee your support for the InfoWars crew. While we're in Washington fighting for our rights, it's more important than ever that you're able to support our team in the fight for liberty. So we've discounted some of our returning fan favorite products so you can stock up now. Survival Shield X2, our incredible nascent iodine formula, is finally back in stock and 40% off. After being sold out for weeks, the fan favorite supplement has finally returned. Or you can get the nascent iodine pack with Survival Shield X2 and X3 for 50% off each bottle. Ultimate Fish Oil and Prostaguard are both back after months of waiting as well for 35% off. These products are hard to source at the quality we demand, so we don't know how long they'll last. Make sure you get yours today. If supplements aren't your thing, we have storable food supplies for up to 50% off, as well as water and air filter units for 30% off. There's never going to be a better time to support the InfoWars team. Show Owen, David, Alex, Savannah, and everyone else behind the scenes you stand with them in the fight against tyranny today.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, as we have an Indiana representative redefining human life, taking out the term fetus and saying unborn child, and saying that any federal mandate or ruling from a judge or a court will be null and void. We are going to protect human life, human physical life, from the moment human physical life begins. And that is Representative Nisley in Indiana, and that precisely is what we have to do on a wide array of issues. That is how we enforce the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. It's called state nullification. And you have to have the guts to say that we are not going to be bribed by having our funds promised to us or taken away. And that's what the Obama administration tried to do here in Texas. Now, President Trump is not going to go to war with Texas for saying we're not going to give money to women's health centers that provide abortion. We'll give money for women's health centers, but not if they provide abortion, because abortion is not health care. And it is murder, and we're not going to pay for that. And previously, the Obama administration tried to blackmail us, or they greenmail us, I guess. We'll give you money, but only if you give it then to Planned Parenthood. And Planned Parenthood has announced they're going to spend $45 million in ads to run against President Trump. And again, as I've talked about this and how money has grown, yes, I know that Hillary Clinton spent on her own about $600 million. And I don't know how much money she channeled through the DNC, which was deeply in debt before she bought them with the hundreds of millions of dollars that they had from the Clinton Foundation. So I don't know, probably around $1 billion, right? And I talked about how in the 2000 election with Al Gore and George W. Bush, it was only about $100 million that they had. I'm sorry, that was $100 million. That was Clinton and Dole. And then it went up to $115 million in 2000 with Bush and Clinton. And that was both the Republican candidate and the Democrat candidate and the RNC and the DNC, all four of those combined, $100 million and then $115 million. And that was 20 years ago. And look where we are now. One candidate spending $1 billion. And just look at the amount of money that goes into these Senate and congressional races, or how much money is spent even on the state races, because you've got Soros pouring money in to get Democrats elected in Virginia, or to get prosecutors and state attorneys general across the country elected. And so the amount of money that is pouring into these coffers is amazing. But think about that. $45 million from Planned Parenthood when the combined amount that Clinton and Dole and the RNC and the DNC spent, all of that together, was $100 million in 96. And then in 2000, it was $115 million. And you got Planned Parenthood has so much money that they're putting $45 million in it. What's the return on investment in that? Well, I mean, they're going to get hundreds of millions of dollars in subsidies if they can get a Democrat in. So it makes perfectly good sense from a business standpoint. But that's the kind of corruption that we have in Washington. And the reason that is happening is because we've accepted the fact that there is no separation of power between the federal government and the state government. And they can tell us whatever they want, and we have to do it. Or they can bribe us with phony money from the Federal Reserve. Or even worse, that the Supreme Court can tell the federal government and everybody else what to do. And so we have to cut that off, and we have to have the guts to cut that off. And so thank you to Representative Nisley in Indiana for showing us an example in an area where we've already seen the example in marijuana. Regardless of what you think about the issue, it is about prohibition. It is about prohibition. It is about a UN agenda, conservatives. Put aside for a second what you think about marijuana. I don't use it, but I've always opposed it, because we had the Reagan administration put in mandatory minimums, which gave us the biggest prison population any country has ever seen. Far more than we even saw in massive communist China. We locked up more people. And I'm not talking about a percentage of our population. I'm talking about absolute numbers. Why? Because of the mandatory minimums. And then they came up with the legal fiction of civil asset forfeiture to say that they can take your property without convicting you of a crime. They don't even have to charge you with a crime, and they can steal your property. And we still have that going on. And that has spread even worse to things like CPS, where they can take your children and they can hold them for years, maybe never give them back, but they can hold them for years while you're trying to prove that you're innocent. Take the children first, do the due process later. And now we have President Trump talking about that with guns, with the red flag laws and so forth. We've got to stop this. And the only way that we're going to stop it is at the local level. And we better work fast, because once we go to electronic voting, these people are going to be able to extend this kind of corruption and rigging of elections. They're going to be able to extend it down to each and every race at the lowest level across the country. And they're rapidly moving in Washington State. I think it's Seattle. I've got the news here. They are going to let people vote on their phones. In Iowa, the Democrat Party is going to let people vote on their phones in the caucus. Now, you know your phone can be hacked. I mean, we just had Jeff Bezos get hacked by the Saudis, right? It kind of sounds like something from The Man from U.N.C.L.E., you know, it was always the such and such affair. Well, it was actually the Bezos affair, and it was literally an affair. And you had Mohammed bin Salman trolling him about that. Look, if they can hack Jeff Bezos, the guy who was out there trying to, you know, hack your home with the Alexa and so forth, and then he gets hacked by the Saudis, there is no cybersecurity, and there will be no cybersecurity on the elections. And the whole idea that DARPA is going to secure the elections using Microsoft, they call it Election Guard, that's about as absurd and ridiculous as News Guard, where they're going to tell you what you can see and hear and who is the legitimate source of news. So we're going to have to stop this at the local level, like I said, nicely. Here is an example. The Supreme Court, in terms of looking at Obamacare, has now rejected the Democrats' requests for expedited Obamacare appeal. Now, you might look at this and say, okay, good. It looks like we're maybe going to win on this. But we can't subject our lives to the whims of 9 politically appointed justices for life. These people were never voted on, never voted on. And you can't, you have absolutely no control or way to remove them, and they are not responsible to anybody. And they pretend that they are supreme. The Supreme Court rejected petitions by Democrats to fast-track their appeal of a case challenging Obamacare's constitutionality, making it unlikely that a decision will be reached by the November elections. Now, this was a 3-judge panel at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. They ruled that the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act made the Affordable Care Act, that's Obamacare, it's not affordable, but we call it Obamacare, made it its individual mandate unconstitutional by repealing the penalty for the individual's failure to obtain health insurance. Now, follow the logic of this, if you will. First of all, the federal government was never given the power to directly tax individuals. They had to pass the 16th Amendment, which gave us the income tax. And many of us will complain that that was not legitimately passed. Nevertheless, that at least they tried to pretend that they had the authority by a constitutional amendment. So when they tried to pretend that they had the authority to force us to have mandatory health care, they tied it to a penalty, which was tied to the 16th Amendment. So we're going to directly tax you if you don't do that. Okay? And then we had Justice Roberts, who's presiding over this impeachment. He wrote both the dissenting and the concurring opinion for whether or not it should be legal. He is of two minds, and he can't be trusted on either one of those. So now, well, we'll talk about this. We're out of time. We'll talk about this on the other side of the break. Then we're going to go to Davos and take a look at what's happening there. We'll be right back.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect, because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true, your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a 4-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
25 years ago, when I first began broadcasting, I was a realist and I was honest with the listeners. America was in a coma. We were being absolutely poisoned physically, culturally, and spiritually. The New World Order was running rampant because the public was asleep. Fast forward to this year, in 2020, and to see Soros spend over $100 million on the Women's March here in D.C. and in Los Angeles, and they might have had 30,000 people, maybe. They had 5 million 3 years ago, ladies and gentlemen, I was here. That is emblematic of how his money and Chi-Com money cannot buy them the AstroTurf anymore. So, yes, the awakening's happened, but we're not out of the woods. The globalists are going to throw a bunch of Hail Marys during this Trump Senate trial, and we're going to be covering it live from D.C. at band.video. Please be Paul Revere and share this link.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. So we're talking about the Supreme Court's judicial supremacy, judicial tyranny, which is what it leads to, and the convoluted path where they tried to take over and did take over insurance, made it unaffordable with the Affordable Care Act. They always do exactly the opposite, right? Patriot Act, the most unpatriotic thing we've ever seen. The Affordable Care Act, the most unaffordable care act we have ever seen, the most unaffordable health care we've ever had. And so you had John Roberts join with the socialists and say, we're going to say that they can do it because they're calling this a tax. And so then when the tax was repealed, you had a Texas-based U.S. District Judge, Reed O'Connor, ruled in 2018 that the repeal of the penalty is no longer a tax. That was the basis for the imposition of the Obamacare mandate. So now that the tax has been removed, you don't have a leg to stand on. You don't have a prevarication to push forward either, the prevaricating penalty. Now that the penalty was repealed, it invalidated the individual mandate. That's what a Texas-based district judge said. The Fifth Circuit Court agreed with him. But then they sent it back to him to determine what parts of the ACA, if any, must be struck along with the mandate. Well, that'll be all of it. Because they don't, according to the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, they don't have any authority to tell us what kind of insurance we got to buy. No authority whatsoever. That was never given to them. And if it wasn't explicitly given to them, that is the authority of the people and of the state government. So the state government in California or New York, they could force people to buy any kind of insurance that they want to, and people could move out of those states if they want to. And they are. But the federal government doesn't have any authority to force you to buy insurance. None at all. The whole thing was predicated on the idea that it was a tax. So it should all be going down. Anyway, so they sent it back to him to say, well, tell us, you know, we want to have this continue, so please tell us which parts need to be taken out. Democrat-controlled states immediately appealed the ruling of the Fifth Circuit Court and asked the Supreme Court to expedite its review of the case. And they've now said they're not going to expedite the review. It's just another example, folks, of why we've got to stop letting these people rule every detail of our life. It is totalitarian what they are doing, what the Supreme Court is doing, and it doesn't bear any resemblance whatsoever to the Constitution. All right, let's go to Davos now. We've got Michael Moore. We're done if we don't fix climate change. We're done in 4 years. Prophets of doom. Now, we got John Cusack. We got to save the world from capitalism. We've only got 10 to 12 years, maybe, if we don't get rid of capitalism altogether, says John Cusack. And Michael Moore tells us we're done in 4 years if we don't fix climate change. Yeah, these prophets of doom. But the two of those together tell you exactly what they want. They really want to get rid of any kind, any resemblance of choice, of private property, because that's what this is all about. It's about telling you what you will drive, what you will live in, if you'll be able to have a house, what you're going to eat, on and on and on. If you'll be able to have any electricity, to heat or to cool your house, everything in your life will be dictated by these totalitarians from a central government. And we've got AOC now coming out, Ocasio Cortez. She's doubling down again on socialism, because that's really what this is all about. These are enviro-socialists. They want to use socialism, or environmentalism, to sell their socialist plan. And so AOC comes out and says, no one ever makes $1 billion. Billionaires steal it. Let's play video clip number two.
I just want to drill down that a little bit more, though. Why specifically does, you know, I'm Joe Billionaire. I made widgets. I sold those widgets. I made billions of dollars, you know, selling those widgets, making those widgets. Therefore, those billions of dollars are mine. Why am I the enemy of healthcare?
Well, you didn't make those widgets, did you? Because you employed thousands of people and paid them less than a living wage to make those widgets for you. You didn't make those widgets. You sat on a couch while thousands of people were paid modern-day slave wages, and in some cases real slave, real modern-day slavery, depending on where you are in, in terms of food production. You made that money off the backs of undocumented people. You made that money off of the backs of black and brown people being paid off a living wage, under a living wage. You made that money off of the backs of single mothers. And all of these people who are literally dying because they can't afford to live. And so no one ever makes $1 billion. You take $1 billion.
Okay, there you go. The only way that you get money is to steal it from other people. That's actually the only way that Democrats like AOC gets money. She steals it from other people. As a matter of fact, she won't pay $250,000 in dues to the Democrats because people like me, she said, are not welcome in your party. She's always got an excuse to keep the money. See, even the Democrats are not nice enough people to have her money. She deserves all that money, and she earned every penny of it, didn't she? She didn't steal any of that, did she? You know, we had Obama say, you didn't build that. And we had that echoed by Elizabeth Warren, and now it's being echoed by AOC. Now, when she's talking about people, you didn't make those widgets. You had people that you weren't paying $15 an hour to. People who are black and people who are brown, not any white people, right? No white people are working for minimum wage in AOC's imagination. In her Ocasio Cortex. Single mothers, not single dads, not white men. Oh no, it's all, you know, women and minorities, women of color and minorities of color, whatever. except that when the white people become minorities, they'll still be hated by the racists like AOC. But do you notice that when she talks about all this, she never mentions China or India? Right? She never mentions the exploitation of cheap labor in China and how the globalists exploited that. She never talks about the slave wages in China. She never talks about how foreign factories are depressing American wages. She never talks about how foreign workers who are brought in by some of these greedy corporations she complains about, and I agree, some of them are greedy, but they're bringing in foreign workers from China, from India, from Mexico, all these different places. Many of them coming in with H-1B visas. You got places like Disney saying, for customer service, you are going to lose your job. You Americans of all colors, right? And you're going to have to train your replacement workers from India that we're going to pay a fraction of what we pay you. See, it's never about the immigrants. They're never the bad guys. They're never the ones who are depressing wages. It's never the Chinese who are polluting the most. They're the ones who are dumping all the plastic in reality into the ocean. They're the ones who are allowed to build the dirtiest power plants you can imagine without restriction. but you'll never hear AOC or Greta complain about the Chinese. The bad guys are you white Americans.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th in Washington, D.C., noon at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste. And it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that causes gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Yeah, and of course, their next move is being plotted in Davos. That's when I talk about the prophets of doom. It's not the prophesying, the false prophets of Michael Moore saying we've got 4 years left, or John Cusack saying we've got 10 to 12 years left if we don't stop capitalism. That's really what they want to stop. Because there isn't any climate change. Unfortunately, there really isn't any capitalism either in the sense of free markets. So it's already been stopped, John. Sorry. If you want to stop us from the globalists, yeah, that'd be welcome if you want to oppose those people, but you don't have anything to say about that. You're happy about the fact that the silicon censors have deplatformed us. You guys celebrate that. You don't want free speech. Anyway, we have, of course, in Davos, we have President Trump speaking. We also have Greta speaking. Al Gore really loved what she had to say. Said, nobody speaks truth to power as she does. Great to see Greta, writes Al Gore. Once again, I was struck by her potent and sobering call to action. Nobody speaks truth to power like she does. Our house, she says, is still on fire. Your inaction is fueling the flames by the hour. Well, that's great, except that's not true. And of course, you know, it's a convenient lie, as Al Gore is so familiar with that. And just as we saw with Al Gore, these people in Davos are positioning themselves to be carbon billionaires. You know, Al Gore, along with a guy named Blood, you know, it was Blood and Gore, or maybe they called it Gore and Blood, but I mean, you can't make this stuff up. They can. they were putting together stuff to run climate exchanges so that he could become a climate billionaire. You see, pay him an indulgence in order to build anything, do anything, have any energy, heat your home, have any meat, anything that you do, every activity that you do, the air that you breathe, or what you breathe out. You need to pay him as an indulgence, a sin tax paid to Al Gore, the high priest and pope of the environment and the environmental religion. Pay him or, you know, Blood and Gore. You can pay those guys. Now, as I pointed out yesterday, we have all the central banks, many different jurisdictions in the Federal Reserve, the various regions. The governors and the meetings there saying, yeah, the most important thing coming up is climate change. There's a lot of ka-ching in that, right? And they see their path to money and power and denomination in that. And that's what's really going to enslave us all if we don't push back against it. It is the central issue. 5G, smart cities to enslave you, and the Google gulags. All of that is being done under the excuse of saving the environment. All of the crony capitalism to fund Elon Musk, that's all being done in the name of saving the environment. Everything, every scam is in the name of saving the environment. Again, as President Trump says, Elon Musk is a genius. Yeah, he's a genius. He's just not a genius like Edison. He's a genius like P.T. Barnum. That kind of genius. And it's kind of funny too, you know. He named his company Tesla. It was Tesla who was ripped off by Edison. Stole the ideas from Tesla and made money off it. There's a lesson there for you right there. But of course, the guy that ripped everybody off, the guy that ripped off Tesla and Edison and George Westinghouse and many other people in many other fields, of course, was J.P. Morgan. He ultimately ripped all of us off with his private Federal Reserve scheme. All the central bankers, not just the Federal Reserve, Bank of England, Bank of Japan, the European Central Bank, they're all getting into the climate business. That's why I say it's not profits like P-R-O-P-H-E-T, false profits. No, these are big profits, P-R-O-F-I-T-S, the profits of doom, these doomsayers. A lot of money in that. And as Greta was there, she was called out by Niall Ferguson. I said, you know, I don't see her in Beijing or Delhi. In other words, in China or India. Why isn't she lecturing them? Let's play that video clip number three.
I didn't see a standing ovation yesterday because remember, there's a cognitive dissonance at the heart of Davos. Publicly, you have to agree with Greta Thunberg and you have to be part of the virtue signaling community on climate change, on ESG. But privately, you're quietly agreeing with Trump. And so you can't be outwardly too supportive. But the reality is that if Europe can't get some sustained economic growth, the Green Deal is going to amount to just another drag on German manufacturing and on the Eurozone as a whole. So I think privately, A lot of people were listening to Trump and thinking, you know what? He's actually been doing the stuff we should be doing, fiscal stimulus. Everybody says the Germans should do that. Well, the U.S. has done it. You don't get much public praise for that, but privately people are looking at the U.S. numbers. And Trump, I don't think, exaggerated U.S. Economic performance, and they're thinking, maybe we should have some of that.
And you even said if you were Larry Fink and half your investors were millennials or liberals, you'd write the same letter, but might not mean a word of it, right?
I think what we're seeing here, it reflects the way a networked world operates. Reputational capital is hugely important, and it can be destroyed in a day. It can be destroyed by one small slip.
So we're all walking around on eggshells, virtue signal.
God of it, it's really important to see that the climate issue is not being dealt with in a candid way, right? Because if it were, there would be some acknowledgement that 60% of the increase in CO2 emissions since Greta Thunberg was born is attributable to China. But nobody talks about that. They talk as if it's somehow Europeans and Americans who are going to fix this problem. And I find that frustrating because it means we're not really getting to the heart of the matter.
But then when you look at a Microsoft, and that's going to actually cost them real money. So there is a...
They got a lot of money, though.
They have a lot of money, but you think that's just marketing?
The developing world doesn't have a lot of money.
I think calling it marketing is wrong. People feel strongly about this, and it's understandable that they do. I'm not sitting here telling you that there isn't a climate change problem. There is. Trust me, I live in Northern California. We don't have Australian-level wildfires, but we've had wildfires. So this is an issue that I think is no longer really worth debating. Is it happening? It clearly is, and I think ordinary people, including Republicans, say in Alaska, no, it's happening. I didn't see a standing ovation yesterday.
Okay, Niall Ferguson is wrong on a lot of issues. He's wrong to say that it is happening. It's not happening, Niall. Prove it to me. I mean, we'll look at Australia. Talk about Australia. We've had over 200 cases of arson there. It's happening. Look, we had Venice flooded. And yet 2 months later, you got the gondolas setting high and dry in the canals. And nobody's talking about that. It is selectively cherry-picking things that are happening across the planet. So no, Niall, it's not... climate change is real. And I disagree with him. The fact that these people are publicly opposing President Trump, but privately agreeing with him. You have a strain of arrogance, and they have to pull this back somewhat, because you see when Macron goes full austerity to push forward the plans in France, that's why he got the yellow vest revolt that has been going on now for 60 plus weeks there. So they have to be careful about that. But this is what is going to empower the globalists. It is the core problem, the crisis that gives them global redistribution of income to consolidate income. All these people like AOC saying, well, these people have too much money. Everything about the climate change industry is calculated to concentrate and to funnel money to the central banks and to people like George Soros and the Rothschilds. And it is all about redistribution. As President Trump said about Greta, and she's saying, you know, we don't want these things done in 2050 or 2030 or even 2021. We want it done now. Immediately halt all fossil fuel exploration and extraction. President Trump at Davos said, we're clean, we're beautiful. You have another continent where the fumes are rising at levels that you can't believe. I mean, I think Greta ought to focus on those places. Yeah, she ought to go to China, and she ought to go to India. And if the people who did the Paris Climate Accord were serious, they would have included China and India, the biggest and the dirtiest polluters on the planet, in the Paris Climate Accord. But they didn't, because it's about redistribution of income. And it's not even about redistributing it from us to those countries as it is from redistributing it from us to a few billionaires like Al Gore and Soros.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American revolution. Be part of crushing the globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future. I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you. And I suggest you use it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You just heard the clip from Niall Ferguson saying, well, I don't see Greta in Beijing or Delhi. And President Trump had essentially already said the same thing. He said, you have another continent where the fumes are rising at levels that you can't believe. I mean, I think Greta ought to focus on those places. And that's exactly what he was talking about. He should have been a little bit more explicit, because I've talked in detail. I've shown you the pictures and the news reports, even from mainstream media, saying, look at this. The pollution, air pollution is so bad in Delhi that they have oxygen bars, people going in there and hooking up, you know, like somebody's got a respiratory illness like emphysema or something like that. You know, you carry around your oxygen bottle with you. Well, they're not carrying the oxygen bottles around with them yet, but they're going into what they call oxygen bars, and they get those same tubes that go over the ear and, you know, into your nose, so they can sit there and inhale oxygen to get a little bit of a temporary respite from the horrible air pollution that's there. And why is that happening? Because in those areas, they allow, under the Paris Climate Accord, they're going to continue to be able to build the dirtiest power plants the world has ever seen and build them in numbers unrestricted. And that's why even people who believe that there's global warming said this is nonsense. This is about nothing but a redistribution of wealth and pollution. It is supposed to be global warming, right? A global problem. Well, you don't allow the two most populous countries on Earth to build this without restriction, if you're serious about that. And they're not serious about it. It's simply about moving money around. And as I said, it's not about moving money to India and China. It's about moving money to the billionaires behind this, the Al Gores and the George Soros and the central banks and the Rothschilds and all these different places. I talked about Beijing as well. Even before, we talked about Delhi and their oxygen bars. We showed you how people in China were actually buying canned air. I mean, this is Mel Brooks level satire. Remember Spaceballs? Where the Mel Brooks character had Perry air, canned air. He's making fun of canned, you know, bottled water. But today it's actually become true. That's why I said you can't do satire anymore. It just, the reality catches up too quickly. And so when President Trump says, yeah, there is, why don't you go to this other continent where this is really happening? And I would say, why do we listen to these so-called conservative institutes like Stanford University, where you got somebody like Niall Ferguson saying, well, you know, privately, these people really do want to be able to build this. No, they don't. I had all these people saying when I was opposing Rex Tillerson, the rumors were out there about Rex Tillerson that's going to be appointed by President Trump. I said, don't do it. This guy is a globalist and he supports this climate change stuff. And besides that, you know, he supported these pedophile changes at the Boy Scouts of America, saying we're going to have male scout leaders and we're going to let, homosexuals, admitted into this and so forth. I said, look, they've now gone full trainee, in the Boy Scouts. They don't even call them Boy Scouts anymore. But anyway, I said all that about Rex Tillerson. People said, hey, you're crazy. You know, he works for the oil companies. He's on. No, you don't understand. These people are playing the long game. They want that to be scarce. They want it to be like De Beers is with diamonds. They want to have a monopoly on it, but they don't want to have to actually produce a lot of this stuff. I mean, they just want to sell it at inflated prices, right? And they've already heavily bet on these alternative industries. They got in on the ground floor. Now they want you to buy into their schemes. And who was it that opposed President Trump the most on getting out of the Paris Climate Accord, besides Ivanka? It was Rex Tillerson. I'm telling you, these people are not on your side. Niall Ferguson at the Stanford University Hoover Institute is wrong about that, as the Heritage Foundation is about the deplatforming of InfoWars and everybody else on social media. You know, they went to President Trump's garden party and said, this isn't a problem. This is a free market at work. No, it isn't. It is the looting of our First Amendment by corporations who are doing the bidding of the government and using their private corporate status as a beard to steal our free speech and the free press. And so, folks, you can't count on these private think tanks. You can't count on the Cato Institute, a reason to support free speech. You can't count on these people. Even yesterday, as I pointed out, Glenn Greenwald, now facing criminal charges in the same way that Julian Assange is, falsely claiming that he hacked the information. Look, I support his right to free speech. And even he came back and said, well, you know, when InfoWars is deplatformed, he goes, this is kind of dangerous when we let governments and corporations decide what's true and what's not and let them make that kind of decision and deplatform people. He said, I don't like InfoWars. I think they're dangerous and grotesque. Well, I think that he is dangerous and grotesque. But both of us agree that even though somebody is dangerous and grotesque, they ought to still have the right to free speech. And we ought to have a marketplace where we compete with these ideas. The only way to have that happen, folks, is if you support us. And we really do need your support. We've made it possible for you to, when you buy something from us at InfoWars, you can also add a contribution. You know, we had a lot of people saying, yeah, I want to buy these products, but you're heavily discounting them. And I want to make sure that you guys have got enough money to move forward. Well, you can always do that after you buy the products. You can make a separate donation. A lot of organizations, as a matter of fact, we just saw the Miami Herald having to shut down because they can no longer continue in business. I mean, they haven't officially shut down, but they've shut down their printing press and they're firing a lot of people and so forth. It's very difficult right now in the news industry. And so, you know, a lot of these places like The Guardian are constantly asking you for donations. That we do appreciate your donations. We want to try to, because we're capitalists, we want to offer you something. And so we have our products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, and we put deep discounts on them as well. So if you want to take advantage of that, and you know, you can do that. If you want to make an additional donation to us, you're welcome to do that as well. And we really do appreciate that. You've been very good to stand with us over these couple of years that we've been purged off of social media, and we've got some great discounts right now. The Cleanse and Boost Pack, I mentioned that earlier in the program, 50% off. It's a combination of Mycoz ZX Plus, helps you to cleanse yeast and fungal organisms, Winter Sun Plus, which is vitamin D that helps to boost your immune system, Lung Cleanse Plus, Pollen Block, a great way to clear up your sinuses, whether it is from pollen or anything else, Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, all those products together, all 50% off. We also have Ultimate Fish Oil and Prostaguard. Both of those are back in stock after being out of stock for quite a while, 35% off. We have 30% off the Alexa Pure Gravity Feed Water Filtration System and the Alexa Pure Breeze, a fantastic air cleaning system that does a great job of filtering the air. Very silent. It senses when there is something in the air, like if you have cooking smoke that happens, it changes color to let you know that it's picked that up, and it'll speed up. But even at a higher speed, it's very quiet, very effective. Both of those are now 30% off. We have up to 50% off of InfoWars Select Storable Food. All right, finally, before we go to break, I want you to go back to some of these lies that are being told about the environment. For example, you know, as Niall Ferguson says, well, you know, climate change, that's a fact. No, it isn't, Niall. No, it isn't Hoover Institute, conservative Hoover Institute. It is not a fact. And we got ridiculous statements being made by people, not even people like Al Gore and Greta, other people like, you know, CNN, saying it's like 3.6 billion Hiroshima atom bomb explosions. Yeah, it's like that, you know. Are you kidding me? We would have nuclear winter. Everything would literally melt down at that point. That's absolutely absurd, even to the extent that now the National Weather Service is issuing an alert for falling iguanas in Florida. Yeah, I grew up in Florida, and we do have cold weather spurts. Did have when I was growing up. You know, we'd have situations where, oh, looks like a frost warning. We're going to have to put out the smudge pots. Ooh, smudge pots. Oh, I guess they probably don't allow that anymore. I don't know what they do in the orange groves when it gets cold now. But they would freeze the oranges. So you'd have frozen orange groves. Well, now you got frozen green iguanas. So what? They're falling out of the trees. They're not dead yet, they said. But they now have people saying, yeah, we can use them for meat or whatever. Look, they're not indigenous to Florida. And it's not anything unusual for them to, once we have a cold weather in Florida, for them to, you know, get cold and fall out of the trees because, you know, they're cold-blooded. You know, they have to depend for the ambient heat and so forth. But it's just like the thing with Venice. They talk about the flooding of Venice all over, but nobody says anything about the drought that happened within 2 months where the gondolas are setting high and dry in the canals. Why is that happening if the oceans are rising? And we just had the central bankers. We had Mark Carney, Bank of England, saying, well, you know, we're going to have 9 meters. Think about that. 27 feet? The seas are going to rise? What? Nonsense. That's like saying we've got 3.8 billion atomic bomb explosions, okay? Polar bears, they're not dying. This has been told to us by the Center for Biological Diversity, for the International Panel on Climate Change at the UN and so forth. But you know what? Polar bear populations are increasing. They've had the greatest population between 22,000 and 31,000, the highest it's been in 50 years. 12 of 13 colonies in Canada have increasing numbers. It's all a lie. It's a trap. And that's the program for today. Thank you.